to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show and happy Men History Month. August is Men History Month, and August will always be Men History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it is Friday, for this week: do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do ya? Do you love it? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and donate to the show. You can comment and donate to the show at rebuildingaman.com/show. rebuildingaman.com/show. All right. And if you're like busy out and about doing whatever you are doing, blah, 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 and you're like, I want to listen to the show. I want to listen to the show. I'm going to podcast, but I wish I could listen live as it is happening. Well, you can. All you have to do is pick up your cell phone or iPad and call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk or Bond JLP Cash App. I know how you feel, Nick. Bond JLP Cash App. I looked over, Nick was yawning. And I know how you feel because we had the men's forum last night. The men's forum, and it was, as Joel likes to say, amazing. No, it was amazing grace. It was grace. It was really amazing. The men's form was deep. And we got out on time, a little bit on time. Not really on time, but not late. I said, we're going to end this meeting at 8:30. And so I ended it about 8:35, and I think about 9 o'clock, everybody kind of bailing out. Isn't that amazing?
It was funny because you were getting to like a really important part, and I won't say what happened at the men's forum.
Right.
But you were getting to a really important part, and you're like, these guys are going to get mad at me. We got to go. And I'm like, wait, for this? I think we could give this another minute.
I know, but I knew my staff was very judgmental. And they always say, you always going to be late. And they sit back and look. But they don't complain. It is Friday. But the men's forum was made. We don't record the men's forum. We don't videotape. whatever happens in the men's forum, stay in the men's forum. That way everybody can kind of open up and be themselves. But what? It's Friday. I am sleepy, but it's Friday. And every Friday, like, get it off your chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power.
Who's in charge here? There's nobody in charge.
They leave a building without people watching it, and anybody who wants could call.
Don't worry, Lee.
An Olympic controversy feared and foreseen.
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman.
The Algerian cleared to compete in Paris despite like being disqualified up. After failing an unspecified gender eligibility test.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
I can't.
Anybody but a white man is a DEI hire.
That's a good argument. It's a very good argument. I agree.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
What does that mean?
What a mess. What a mess. Hey, the anchor baby put that video together for it. Wasn't that amazing? That was amazing. You know, one other thing that is amazing, and then I'll get to your calls. We're going to get to as many calls today as possible. It is Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest today. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, right? They have not done anything for America. The borders are wide open, and illegal aliens are coming in, and they have been coming in the last 3 years by the droves. From around the world. And now that Kamala Harris is running, there is no real talk about why she didn't do anything for the borders. I remember they were sending a whole bunch of truckload of money over to Ukraine and all the other parts of the world. And they were putting no money into America. Zero money. This is around the world, by the way. See how the world is round? Why y'all want to think it's something else? And look at it, it's round. It's round. And then when it land, the airplane land, it land down here on the earth. And the earth is flat. And so when you get in an airplane, it's going to do this. Around to all the stops. But it will flat, everything will be like this. Everything will be like this. But when the airplane takes off, it goes up and around. It don't stay flat on the earth. What the? But anyway, that's brought to Hake. It's flat earth thing. He got an award for being the flat earther too. The flat earther love Hake. Make no mistake. They love Hake. But anyway, everybody wonder who is Hake? Oh, there is my producer like, what about a helicopter? Same thing. A helicopter goes up and it spins around. And then finally it takes off around her. I went on a helicopter ride once over in Hawaii. I took one of those tourist thing on a helicopter, and they would take you all through the mountains and through the, they have the waterfall thing, and they're going down in there, there's nothing but big glass. It feels like you're going to fall out the plane or something. It was a weird trip, but it was fun, I think. But anyway, so they never closed the borders. Joel Friday said, when I went to space, the ERF didn't look flat. The Earth didn't look flat. When did you go to space, Joel? What the?
Says it does look flat, I think.
Huh?
He says it does look flat.
Oh, it did look flat. He said when he went to space, the Earth didn't look flat. When did you go to space?
Looked mighty flat to me. Y'all ain't never been in space, he says.
There's a man and a woman out there in space right now, and they try to get them back or something, right? And they've been there for a week or two, I think. Maybe longer than a month. Maybe a month. And so I wonder if she's going to come back and cry sexual harassment. He touched me because we were spinning around in space. We couldn't help it. He touched me. It was sexual harassment. You think she will? But anyway.
One day ago, these two astronauts are still stuck in space.
It's been a day ago?
This is from Vox.
This only one day?
No, it's been longer than that, but the update latest I have right here is they're still in space.
So, is he going to cross sexual harassment?
I don't know. He looked at me funny.
Who?
That guy astronaut to the girl, to the woman.
Right, he looked at me. I had to use the bathroom, and he was looking. What a messed up world, right? But anyway, they've been there nearly 2 months. So they won't close our borders. And it's a mess at the borders. To the point illegals are coming in into our country by jet ski now. Isn't that amazing? They're coming in style. Not only are they getting free Obama phones, they're coming in on jet skis now. This is from X. New footage shows illegal alien migrants getting a friendly welcome to the United States after getting smuggled into the country by jet skis. This incident happened at Sunset Cliff in San Diego, California, approximately 17-mile ride by water from the U.S. border in Mexico. Watch this.
That's
an illegal coming in. They ain't that poor. Look at that. Down in beautiful San Diego. And the dummies are welcome to illegals.
Oh, Flynn. Oh, they just crossed into the United States. I'm going to post it. Hey, welcome to the United States of America. Woo! Hey, come here. Welcome to the USA.
He gave him the finger. The illegal gave him the finger. Appears that that's what he did. He was welcoming. This is in the United States of America. And this gal, Kamala Harris, want to be president. Amazing, huh? In our country, my country. My country's gone. And one last thing I want to, not last thing, but nothing, something else I want to show you is that, anyway, how can they afford a jet ski ride into America? Doesn't that cost money? And if they have that much money and they're not poor, why are they pretending they're coming here to better their lives? They already got money. The Democrats and the right of Republicans want the illegal for cheap labor and votes, especially Democrats want it for votes. Nothing. I've said that that human being, human nature is evil. I didn't know the depths of human nature, how evil it is. And when, now that I know it, I'm sure I don't even still don't understand the depths of it. But knowing it, I feel protected from it. It's not like I'm judging it and I'm afraid. I just didn't know human nature was so evil. Human beings are evil, and that's why God said we need a new, he would give us a new nature, those who want it. And that nature would be of good, which is of God. But it explains why nobody loved nobody. There is no love for anyone. And even for the great white hope, Donald Trump. They know I got this feeling that I could be wrong about the feeling of they don't love him because they're not protecting him. I don't know. And they're covered up so much information, it seems, that we don't really know what the truth is. Do they love the president, Donald Trump, or don't? Are they going to protect him or not? I just don't know. Fight, fight, fight. I'm showing Donald Trump, he said, my IQ is huge. See that? I'm showing Trump for those who listen by radio. That, oh. There's another Trump. There's another Trump. There's another Trump. Amazing. Can you see them all? Yep. Amazing. The great white hope.
Amazing.
Amazing. And then, now I got to put them all back.
He's talking by himself. He's speaking by himself.
Oh, see, I'm putting it back. And then there's a handicapped black person. Santa. Because black people want to be presented as incapable of taking care of themselves. And the Democrats love doing it, and the blacks love it. So we got a Santa Claus in a wheelchair. Well, we got Donald Trump being president. Amazing. But anyway, so rumor has it that they are not really, they don't want, and not, is not, ain't not protecting the president. This, according to this report, the Secret Service, like the rest of the government, not doing their job. Fox News. A video shows a figure moving across the roof of the American Glass Research building just minutes before gunfire rained out at Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Watch this from Fox. You're going to see a guy walking across the building. What the?
That's right. This is new chilling video that appears to show. Take a look. You can see a shadowy figure that appears to be moving on the roof across from the stage where former President Donald Trump was speaking back on July 13th. We know from the FBI would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks traversed on roofs that were about 150 yards away from the rally stage. So perhaps this is Crooks who was captured in this video. In the meantime, though, we know there were communication failures during the rally, but now, based on the congressional testimony from Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe, it's clear there were communication failures before, starting with the assumption from the Secret Service that local officers would cover the roof the gunman used. Now, local officials I'm speaking with say that assumption does not align with the assignment they were given.
In the United States of America, now do you believe me? When I say my country is no longer tears of thee, my country, sweet, sweet, sweet home America, is gone. I didn't know, I mean, you know, you read about the old countries way yonder back, how they fail. And I used to wonder, how does a country fail? How does it destroy itself from within and doesn't exist anymore? I'm starting to see it now. I understand it now more and more and more. And last but not least, speaking of the FBI, so I'm concerned for Donald Trump. If all this is true, I'm concerned. I hope that God will continue to watch over him. Because between now and November, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Democrats are angry, and an angry person is desperate. And a desperate person, male or female, would do everything, anything they can to get what they want. They don't care about you. They don't care what happens to you. They want what they want, and that's it. That's the ego nature, the evil nature. And the Democrats are desperate, along with the liberal media. And one last point I want to make about my country. My country, cheers to thee. Crime is out of control in America today. FBI don't want you to know that, according to this report. I bet you if we really knew the number or amount of crime that is being committed in America now, no police. They have defunded the police. And then police officers are afraid to do anything if they should show up. There are so many, according to the local news, there are so many home invasions, home break-ins right now in Encino, California, and other areas too. I mean, on a daily basis. And in some cases, the people are home. And in nearly all cases, nearly all, maybe one or two, the police never show up in time to catch the criminal. The alarm goes off, the notice, burglar alarm notice goes off. In some cases, when the people are home, they call the police. But by the time the police get there, the criminals are gone. And they're gone next door to the next house. They're not even catching the criminals now. And they're telling the homeowner, oh, you need to buy or improve your alarm system. Oh, so I got to pay taxes for police that I cannot even use. I got to now put more money on locking myself in the prison of my own home. Because y'all decided to defund the police and let the criminal out. And you want to vote for Kamala Harris. Well, according to Fox News host Jesse Waters, the FBI have been caught cooking the books on the country's crime statistics. There's a guy that called Haitian a lot, and I think he's from Arizona somewhere, and he always be trying to give hate report on crimes, especially trying to prove that the blacks are not committing as many crimes. I wonder if he's reading these FBI reports, which appears not to be telling the truth about the number of crime. Watch this from Fox News.
So if crime's everywhere, why do they say crime's down?
A new report from the FBI shows that there was a 13% decline in murder.
Despite what the data shows, which we've been talking about, the fact that crime is going down in most places is not registering with the public.
I can safely walk my dog to the Capitol today in a way that you couldn't do when we all got here.
I'm glad Pete can walk his dog, but why should we believe the FBI? Well, turns out we shouldn't. The Washington Examiner did some digging and discovered the FBI's been cooking the books. Did you know about half the country doesn't send their crime statistics to the FBI? So the FBI just estimates the number of crimes, and then they estimate in the wrong direction. Murders are actually up 23% across 70 cities since 2019.
Isn't that amazing? What's so amazing? I told you human nature is evil, right? Human beings are evil. human beings are evil. And to the point that they, and not just human beings in the media and government, but right around you. All human beings are to those who start working on themselves and their heart change. And only God can do that. But all human beings are evil. They will put your life at risk. Risk! By lying to you for their own ego gratification. And now businesses got to spend more money to try to protect their property and their merchandise and stuff like that. And these people are lying to you about the crime. They're lying to you about the crime. Everything, the world is a mess. The whole world is a stage. And everyone is playing a part. The curtains goes up, and all you see are broken hearts. What a mess! But there's a way out for you. In spite of what's happening outside of you, you can be free on the inside. You can have perfect peace in the midst of all this mess, if you want it. Or you can send your hell. Jalen is a first-time call out of Los Angeles. Jalen, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Get it off your chest.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jalen.
What's up, Jesse? I had one question for you, Jesse.
Okay.
Very important.
All right.
Okay, so the context of this question is, basically, I saw a clip of you saying Jesus wasn't God, and I really wanted to know what you meant by that, and I wanted to know if you think Jesus is God.
No, Jesus is not God. Jesus is the Son of the Father. Jesus is Jesus. God is God, the Daddy, and the Holy Spirit, the Teacher.
Well, here's the thing. Do you worship Jesus?
Nope.
Then how?
Do you worship Jesus?
The Holy Spirit?
What?
Yes, I do.
You said, do I worship the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Nope. Do you?
Yes.
How do you worship? First tell me why you do that.
Because, why worship the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit is God, and that's why I worship it.
And how do you worship Jesus and the Holy Spirit? How do you do that?
How do I worship? Well, I worship them by praying to them, yeah.
What?
I worship, one of the ways I worship the Holy Spirit is by praying to the Holy Spirit.
And who told you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
The early church in Scripture.
Who told you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
The early church.
What early church?
The what do you mean, what early church? The early Christian.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Oh. What early church told you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
What early church?
Yeah.
The early Christian, Council of Nicaea.
Now Jesus told you to worship, to pray to the Holy Spirit?
No, the early Christians and Scripture.
Jalen, hold on for me. Hold on, Jalen. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
I'll come right back to you. He's 14. What the? Quick break. Back in a moment.
Before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. Brand new episode of The Fallen State today. It's like a bunch of, you're going to see a special. TheFallenState.tv at 12 noon today. TheFallenState.tv. You don't want to miss it. All right? And you're not having it.
Yeah.
Right. At 12 noon. And support The Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals.com. All right? And then Sunday morning fellowship for everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. But if you're white, everybody and their mama, Sunday morning fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Church is amazing. Fellowship is something else. And then the Hake Report coming up at 9 this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com at 9 a.m. and then 12 noon, The Fallen State, and at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. One last thing. Have you checked out BigClubUSA.com? If not, you are missing out on the Afro Jerky. You are missing out. Watch this. You want me to come back?
No, ready.
Okay, here we go. People tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Afro Jerky from Big Club USA. Afro male, and you can have Afro Jerky energy too. Amazing. Check it out. Good. Especially if you work out or you just like to have something to snack on during the day, whether you're skinny or fat, and you just kind of, you don't want to pig out during the day. Afro Jerky is the way to go. All right. Let me go back to Jalen, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles, 14 years old. And Jalen, he prayed to the Holy Spirit. He prayed to Jesus. I'm like, why are you doing that? He said that, who told him this?
The Council of Nicaea.
The Council of Nicaea. Somebody.
Nigerian.
Jalen.
Yep.
When did the the Council of Nigeria tell you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
No. That was just an example. It's in the Bible, too.
Where in the Bible does it tell you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
Where in the Bible does it say, well, we know the Holy Spirit is God, and we should pray to God. The Bible says that.
Where in the Bible does it say the Holy Spirit is God, and you should pray to the Holy Spirit? Where is that in the Bible?
Yeah, it says it in John 15:26.
What is that? What does it say?
It says, when comes the Helper, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who from the Father goes forth, he will bear witness concerning me. So if the Spirit is proceeding from the Father, then you must be of the same nature of the Father, which means he is also God.
It says, which means he's also God?
Yep.
And so you believe he's God? What good has it done you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
What good has it done me?
Yeah.
Everything, man. I think if I wasn't praying to the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't even be considered a Christian, dude.
Really? Why are you still miserable if God wanted you to pray to the Holy Spirit?
Who said I was miserable?
It's not giving you peace to do it.
Yes, it is. It's giving me so much peace.
In what way?
It makes me feel calm, and it makes me feel content.
Really?
You feel peace.
And so, why haven't you overcome your anger?
My anger?
Yeah.
Who said it? I mean, I get angry. I get angry sometimes, but
so why, if you're supposed to be praying to the Holy Spirit and you think the Holy Spirit is God, why haven't you overcome your anger?
Because I'm fallible and I can still sin. I can still.
You say you're fat? You said because you're fat?
No, because I'm fallible, meaning I can do wrong.
You can do wrong.
You know what I mean?
And so praying to the Holy Spirit, who you believe is God, is not taking away your anger?
Is praying to the Holy Spirit taking away my anger?
Why isn't it taking away your anger? What's the purpose of praying to a spirit that can't help you?
Well, it does help me.
It doesn't. Does you still have anger.
You still have anger too, Jesse.
You still have anger. Why hasn't he taken that away from you?
I'm still fallible. Even the greatest saints in the world can still do wrong.
You still have anger. Why haven't the Holy Spirit? Because Christ said that anger is evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. And anyone that has anger is a murderer. And anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil.
Yeah, I know.
And so your prayer to the Holy Spirit is not going to help you, but let you stay maintain the relationship with evil. Satan is your God.
Well,
That's what you're telling me?
No, it's not what I'm telling you. Do you pray to the Father?
Who?
The Father.
What Father?
The Father in heaven.
Yes.
Okay.
So tell me, why are you praying to a Holy Spirit that is allowing you to stay as a son of evil?
You're not going to answer my question, Jesse?
Can you answer that for me?
Why am I praying to the Holy Spirit that's allowing me to be the son of evil?
Yeah.
God could remove everyone's sin in an instant. But
what good is it doing you then to believe that Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit is God and God is God if none of that has removed your misery?
Well, I don't know if you expect as soon as when you believe in Christ, the temptations don't just go away. You don't immediately just become a perfect person. You know you still have to struggle after that, right?
All right. Let me do this, Jalen. I want you to stay believing and doing what you're doing. I guarantee you in the next year, 10 years, 5 years, 4 years, you're going to be worse off. You're going to become worse instead of better because you worship in evil and call it is good.
But you're calling God evil?
Stay as you. You're not worshiping God at all. You're worshiping a false idea of God. And you're going to end up just like all those people who have told you that the Holy Spirit is God, that Jesus is God, and that you should pray to the Holy Spirit. I promise you, I want you to remember this. And I want you to stay in hell and worship the Holy Spirit and all that, right? I promise you, your life is only going to get worse. You're not going to get better. You got my word on that. As long as you, as long as you believe the lie, your life can only get worse. It's not going to get better. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's false. And
you think it's false? Okay. Well, you hold on.
I know it's false.
You hold on to that, okay?
I will, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller Jack out of L.A., California. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, as a Christian, how could you still support Donald Trump, who just admitted that he's not a Christian the other day on live TV?
He admitted that he's not a Christian?
100%.
What did he say?
On TV when he was like, I love the Christians. You know, I'm not a Christian. He said it. God didn't reveal it to you. You guys didn't see.
What?
You guys didn't see the clip of him saying he's not a Christian?
Right. I support him because I am grateful for the fact that he put America first and that he take care of home before he go out and pretend to be taking care of others. And I think that you either misunderstood or you misheard of what he said. But in spite of that, it doesn't matter to me at all whether Donald Trump is a Christian. That's his own personal life and personal issue. I care about when we hire him, when I hire him and other people hire him, that he do a job, a physical job, in making sure that America work.
Well, idolizing him like that, you guys will reap. So look at hate. Look at,
when you mean by idolizing him, I said that I'm hiring this man to do a job. And all I need for him to do the job. How is that idolizing?
You have those bobbleheads and all that. Look at Hake. Look
how
at
is that idolizing? Don't ask me. I'm not talking about Hake. How
he said
is
he's not a Christian? He's not a Christian.
Thank you, buddy. 888-775. You have to call up Hake and talk to him about that. I hire this man. It's like if I hire someone to do work on my car or on my house. Or on whatever, I ain't gonna ask them if they're a Christian. My thing is, can you do the job? And will you do the job? And will you do the job in a timely way? Christians who are saying, "Oh, he's not a Christian," he gotta be a hypocrites. They're not. They're only Christians in name. Say only they're judging Donald Trump. Donald Trump don't need to pass no Christian test to do a job. He's already proved that he could do the job. Call up Hake and talk to Hake about whatever that you want to say about Hake, man. What the? Christians, I have to tell you, they're no different than the Muslims. They're no different than the Jews, they're no different than whatever religions is out there because they have not overcome their anger, their hatred of their hearts. And they have all these tests they want other people to pass, and they are failing to test themselves. They're failing the test. You're a dummy if you think you hiring a man based on, and I don't know if Donald Trump a Christian or not, but I do know that he has a better heart than the average person I know. Really. And those, I want you to smoke on this, all right? And if you don't agree, I totally understand it. When you hire someone to do a job for you, do you ask them if they're a Christian? If you ever hired me to do a job and you asked me that, I would never work for you. If I was a contractor or someone like that, I would say, okay, keep your money, bye. You're a nutcase. Donald Trump is being hired, hopefully in November, to do a job, finish the job that he started a couple years ago. Because 3 or 4 years ago, he did an amazing job. We hired him. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. I don't even want to hear from the dumb Christians if you're Christian. That's a stupid question anyway. That's a stupid question. Is he a Christian? The question should be, will you do the job and can you do the job if I hire you? What do you think about that, Hake?
I think it makes a lot of sense. They, people want to nitpick his words and not, as Joel does, see his character in the moment. See his character shine through in the moment, dealing with situations and dealing with real life. Pardon my moving the mic.
How can you handle the job? Can you stand the test and do the work? That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
And like no other man on earth, Donald Trump can handle the job.
Blind nitpickers.
He was invited to the Black Media Association or something.
National Association of Black Journalists. Get it right. Show some respect.
And he was attacked by a black female, and he told that bitch how the cow ate the cabbage.
I was raised feminist, so I cringe at that word.
What word?
The B word.
What word?
The feminist.
Black.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
He brought it home. That's a, that's the kind of man I need to run my country. I don't care if he's a Christian or not. What the average man could not have stood up to that bitch and dealt with her like that.
Indeed.
They would have been afraid because she was female. They would have been afraid because she was black. They would have been afraid because they didn't want to be called racist. They would have been afraid. But Donald Trump said, no. And he was patient. He showed her love. That's the kind of man I want to run my country. Whether he's a Christian or not, I can care 2 cents worth. Matter of fact, Donald Trump is more of a Christian than any Christian I know. Anyway, Super Chat.
Good morning.
Super Chat.
Good morning.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Patrick O bought 5 coffees. Very generous. Amazing show with AmLib Radio, Bill Lockwood, American Liberty Radio. Yesterday, the other day, powerful transition from White History Month to Men's History Month. Love the show and love the work you guys are doing.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. If you missed Bill Lockwood yesterday, podcast the show. He was in the first hour on yesterday, Wednesday. And,
2 days ago now.
2 days ago now. It's Friday now. What the?
Yeah, this super chat came in after the show yesterday.
So on Wednesday, and it was Bill Lockwood is one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven, and it was deep. It was like deeper than deep, deep, deep. So check it out, podcast, Wednesday show. Thank you.
Nice. The Key says, Jesse, do you agree observation will eventually make every observer a witness to the truth?
I think I know what you mean by that. Yes. If they stay present, absolutely. Absolutely.
Retracting Light bought 5 coffees. Biblical question answer.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
I love it. How can I expect to discover anything new if I think I already know? Living with the emptiness of not knowing who I am leaves endless possibilities with infinite potential, including everything that is beyond my imagination. Thanks for the great question. Keep up the awesome work, Jesse and the team.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Retracting Light. Someone bought three coffees. Hey, sir, the church I came from, the preacher said he got a revelation on the grace of God.
His grace is sufficient for me.
With that teaching.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He's put his angels and charge over me. Jehovah Jireh will care for me.
Very nice. With that teaching, he told
us. He told me to zip it.
No, I was zipping it.
Oh.
So that I didn't talk and interrupt your singing.
Thank you.
With that teaching, he told us, this preacher that he came from, he told us how we was already forgiven for past, present, and future sin. Does that make sense to you?
All of your sins have been wiped away. All of your sins have been forgiven. Absolutely. Amazing. And that's the hardest thing in the world for human beings to accept or believe because they've been told something else. But Christ said, all of your sins have been wiped away. All of your sins have been forgiven. Think about that. And most people don't believe that. It's easier for them to believe that they're a sinner than to believe that they've been, their sins have been wiped away. Amazing.
I've heard them talk about past, present, and future sins, but that part doesn't really make sense to me. They're adding to it.
Yeah, they are. That's why I don't respond because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
There is no past. There is no future. So how can you do that? Well, yeah. They always add to the Bible. So
indeed.
Some of the nonsense stuff.
I've heard that multiple times since, like, high school, college.
I just started hearing it recently.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it at all growing up about past.
Same here.
Future and all that.
Yeah. Soul Conscious bought 10 coffees. Jesse, biblical question?
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
No, I do not love the emptiness. I did not love suicidal thoughts, fear, and anger. I would not wish it on my worst enemy.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
And Asia bought a coffee, but it's not pithy enough for me to read before the break, I don't think.
Okay, let me take a break. When I come back, thank you all for your super chats. When I come back, we're going to go back to the phones and your super chat. It's the top of the hour already. Hate news is coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go of Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest today. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Express Yourself Friday. August 2nd, 2024 AD. Shout out to the men who had joined us for the men's forum first Thursday of the month yesterday evening, Thursday evening, first Thursday. Hour two is coming right up. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back, and you can get it off your chest. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports a summer surge of COVID-19, the China virus, is underway as immunity begins to wear off from the last set of shots. Whoa. So they're talking about variants are on the rise, and maybe you should get your next China virus booster. I disavow on both sides, of course. Do what you see to do or want. Anyway, a prisoner swap. Did you hear about this? This is great news. Wall Street Journal reporter, I think it's great, I don't know, Evan Gershkovich, former, that's a reporter guy, 30-something years old, and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, and Russian-American journalist Alsu Kurmasheva have landed in the United States. Three so-called Americans have landed in the United States following an historic prisoner exchange between Russia and the West, the so-called West. In an emotional scene Thursday, the returnees were met by so-called President Joe Biden, the crooked Joe, and cackling Kamala Harris, ugh, the so-called vice president, and their joyous families, the families of these prisoners or hostages on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. The agreement involved months of complex negotiations with allies and adversaries alike, involving seven countries and 24 prisoners being swapped and freed. Isn't that beautiful? I think, maybe. The swap also included the release of convicted Russian assassin Vadim Krasikov and other individuals accused of spying or of cyber crimes. Well, but it's nice to have Paul Whelan back and Evan Gershkovich. Now they can, the media can quit crying. And see, Putin is a great guy. You know, you release the prisoners and hopefully they'll survive. Or maybe he's not a great guy. But anyway, also happening in America, Donald Trump's campaign said Thursday their operation raised nearly $139 million in July for Our Greatest President's election effort, re-election, and amassed $327 million in cash reserves for the roughly three-month span sprint to the election. Trump's total represents a jump from June when his campaign-aligned committees reported bringing in nearly $112 million, but the July total was dwarfed by the fundraising haul of his newly minted Democrat rival, Vice President cackling evil Kamala Harris. The Harris campaign raked in a whopping $310 million in their July fundraising efforts, but no amount of money is going to convince the people that she's the woman for the job, am I right? Anyway, but maybe some people will be suckers. $200 million raised in the first week of her candidacy. The Kamala Harris team has $377 million in cash on hand to propagandize and brainwash the suckers, making the latest sign of how the change at the top of the Democrat ticket has energized the grassroots and high-dollar supporters. Wow, suckers. Anyway, peace in the Middle East. Not Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, the one who was assassinated or killed, whatever you want to call it, neutralized, will be buried today in Qatar, as his killing raises fears that Israel's war with Palestinian militant group in Gaza has could spiral into a full-fledged Middle East conflict. Iran's all mad. Crooked Joe Biden, not a man of peace, said the assassination had not helped the chances of a ceasefire deal and expressed concern about escalating tensions in the region after Iran vowed to avenge Haniyeh's death. What a mess going on in the world. Bring back Trump, a man of peace. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy out and about, right now you're on a jet ski and coming from Mexico into America illegally, or you are buying some fentanyl, or you're considering suicide with fentanyl when the rainbow wasn't enough, or you are snatching and grabbing, or you are you dumb enough to think that Donald Trump needs to be a Christian to run for president, or you whatever, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Friday. It's get it off your chest today. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power.
Who's in charge here? There's nobody in charge.
They leave a building without people watching it, and anybody who wants could call.
Don't worry, Lee.
An Olympic controversy feared and foreseen.
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman.
The Algerian cleared to compete in Paris despite being disqualified after failing an unspecified gender eligibility test.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
I can't.
Anybody but a white man is a DEI hire.
That's a good argument. It's a very good argument. I agree.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
What does that mean?
What a mess. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Hey, are we able to just finish the Super Chat we started on?
Yeah.
And we ran out of time there. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
But before you, that young man that came, he was 14 years old, and he said that Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit is God And I guess God got everybody got. And he got that from Nigeria.
The Council of Nicaea.
Where is that?
Oh, I forget where it
was. Is that a United States or a foreign country?
It's in a foreign country. It was way. It's not oh. Where is it? It's where it was.
So is he a foreigner?
No, it was in Turkey.
Oh, so being 14 years old, I guess he grew up in Turkey?
No, it's happened way back in the 325 AD.
He didn't sound that old. He was 14.
Right.
So how could he be a part of the Council of Nigeria if he was 14 then?
Nicaea? Whatever.
Nicaea.
Well, they established that, and then there's a bunch of bishops.
Oh, it's a Pope religion?
Put together by the Roman Emperor Constantine.
Oh, it's a Catholic religion.
Yeah.
What? Nah.
I guess so.
Omid is telling me that it happened centuries ago. It created a bunch of Christian dark monks.
Oh, so they said that it's God the Son. Jesus is God the Son.
Including the Trinity idea, supposedly.
Even though that's nowhere in the Bible.
But how would a 14-year-old person know that if he ain't never been to the Council of Nigeria?
Because it's on the internet now.
Oh.
And then also there's a bunch of people who've been teaching about that. I've heard that this Council of Nicaea before, of this before.
Really?
Yeah, in like footnotes and maybe in college and stuff
so
like that.
So it's like an Allah U Abba religion?
No, it's just a group of of Christians, quote unquote.
Oh, okay.
Put together by the emperor, the
and
Roman
so
emperor.
This 14-year-old got that off the internet, you think?
I don't know if it was the internet or his parents or his church or what.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Okay. Super chat.
All right. Over on buymeacoffee.com, Asia's Coffee. Hi, Mr. Jesse and crew. I have a question about how Jesus was portrayed in the show The Chosen. Is Jesus being shown from the perspective of a man rather than who he actually was? I thought Jesus was to be emotional and cried or became teary-eyed too much in the show. I could be wrong, but is this a good representation of Jesus? She black. emoji, red flag emoji.
No, definitely based on the emotions of human being, their nature. It wasn't, the story was interesting, but all that emotional stuff, it was totally human nature, and human nature is evil. Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Asia. So callous with a couple of Cash App, I call them tips, but it's just a little donation tip thing. So callous says, Kamala Harris paying homeless people in Atlanta to show up at her rally? What the?
Did she do that?
Hey, guys. Sounds like Jesus.
Did she do that?
I don't know.
Me either. I've not heard of that before.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Sounds like the master who had the banquet, and people weren't coming, so he got the homeless people to come in the Bible.
I don't think they did that, though.
Sharia Haskins gave a tip, no message. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
On Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Danny Moore bought our coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse and James, do you think reflecting and thinking about the past are two different things? The answer has come to me whilst writing this, but I'll ask anyway. Keep up the great work, lads. Strong arm emoji.
Repeat that.
Do you think reflecting and thinking about the past are two different things? Reflecting versus thinking about the past. Are they two different things?
I don't know. I'll have to call me, because I'll have to ask you a question about that. Call me.
All right.
Good question, though. It's not a bad question. I'm just not sure how to respond, because I'm not sure how you're thinking.
Right.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Danny bought another coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, do you think spastics are born because of the evil inside the women, and it's turned the baby into a spastic, or is it just a physical thing? Thank you for the great work. Strong arm.
What's a spastic?
somebody who like who spazzes out. You know, people who like they I don't know. It's kind of like somebody who trembles at times uncontrollably, or has like a spastic fidget. It's like a.
It could be like a.
It could be a brain condition,
right?
Or when they get nervous,
body
or something.
Issue or something like that.
Yeah, it is
a physical problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure what spastic is, but it could be it could be a physical issue or mental issue, like a brain issue or something like that. So I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. Mike Young, yeah. About a coffee. Hey, Jesse and James Hake. Are you hearing about the Obama being a deporter-in-chief, supposedly, and that he has deported immigrants more than any other president? Is that accurate? And then you guys' thoughts on the Great White Hopes on immunity for police officers. Peace sign, Mike Young. By the way, I'm for the police. I was curious on what you guys think.
Well, it has been reported that Barack Obama deported a lot of illegal aliens.
Right.
I'm not sure the numbers and all that, but I did hear something like that.
They say that he cooked the books. He changed the definition of deportation. When you turn them around at the border, that's called a deportation.
Right.
And Ann Coulter had reported that. So that was a little bit elevated. But he also let them in like crazy. Remember the unaccompanied alien children?
Oh, yeah. You can't, with the Democrats and the media now, and some right-on Republican, you just don't know the real truth about anything anymore. And because they're always changing the rules. They're doing things to make it look to us like they're doing the right thing, when in reality they're not. So you just never know, Mike. You just don't know.
And he did DACA for the Dreamers.
Yeah.
He tried to do DAPA for the parents of the anchor babies. What a mess.
Anyway. What a mess!
I'm not sure about the immunity for police officers thing. Maybe it's good, and maybe there's some flaws to it. Trump wants, you know.
Oh, he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Well, the police, if ever the police need help, they need it now.
Definitely.
Because they can't even protect us for fear of their lives being destroyed. So, and every time they do something to protect the citizen, to go after the criminal, somebody crying racism or police brutality, and now their jobs are on the line, their livelihood, their life is on the line. So we need protection for the police, that's for sure.
Sloppy bought a coffee. The white supremacist that the lady at the convention, Trump versus the National Association of Black Journalists, was referring to with Trump is Nick Fuentes.
Nice.
Because he had dinner with a white supremacist.
Where Christ is king. Over there on cozy.tv/JLP. Where Christ is king. Thank you.
Kurt, five coffees. When I was around 10, my family moved into a house where the father of the family that previously lived there killed himself. My siblings and I played Ouija boards there. And I started having weird sleep seizures, sleep paralysis. Looking back now, those were demonic spirits entering me in my sleep. After that, I fell into degenerate stuff throughout my life, found it all amusing. Thanks to the silent prayer, with the help of God and Jesus Christ, I've been able to come out of a lot of that hell. This is very real stuff. Thank you, JLP, and everyone listening. Stick with it, stick with it, stick with it.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I wouldn't want to play with those kind of boards.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young with the coffee. Hey, Jesse, I noticed something interesting about the Democrat Party. Whenever a black man like George Floyd is killed by a cop, they pretend to be offended by the police officer committing police brutality. But when it comes down to giving them a chance to be part of this political community, they seem to put the black woman in front of the black man and put the black man on the back burner. What do you think, Jesse?
About what?
Them
doing that.
Pretending to care about black men, but then they put black women over black men.
The Democratic Party can care 2 cents about black people, period. The Democratic Party only use black for votes. They don't care about the black man or the black woman, and they don't want the blacks to be independent free thinkers. They just need them to stay on their plantation of the Democratic Party, hang around and eat fried chicken until it's time to vote. and they can give you some money to buy some chicken until it's time to vote. That's all they care about with the blacks. Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia, monthly supporter on Rumble, says Kyle Rittenhouse is being destroyed on X, according to her, for saying he's writing in Ron Paul on the ballot this year, plus calling out Trump's advisors.
Amazing. Nice.
Let Kyle be.
Yeah, leave that boy alone. That boy been through a lot. If he won't that man, that's fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with the diamond. Sleepy Joe Kenyon has hot sauce in his purse. Purse emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young with another coffee. Hey, Jesse and James. Hey, don't get me wrong. George Bush Sr., God rest his soul, by the way. May not have been perfect, but at least he brought in one of the best Supreme Court justices of all time in Justice Clarence Thomas. A black man, by the way. And yet the Republican Party is condemned for being racist towards the black man.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And over on Rumble, Urinal Chill says, speaking of Nigeria, I sent money to a Nigerian prince not too long ago. He's going to pay me back with a lot of interest.
Why are you sending money to a prince?
I think he's kidding. He's using the meme of the Nigerian prince scam emailing people in the early 2000s, late 90s.
Amazing. Thank you.
He also says, if you guys haven't seen Uncle Tom 2, it's awesome. It goes a lot deeper than the first one. Check it out ASAP.
I'm in Uncle Tom 2.
Indeed.
Not only have I seen it, I'm in it. What the?
I think he's just giving general tip.
But you're right, though. They should check it out. Check out Uncle Tom 2. Uncle Tom 1 and 2, but especially 2.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Indeed. And thank you, guys. I do believe, let me just refresh the coffees. Oh, Zach got a coffee. Hey, Jesse, quick question. You believe in hell? Do you think if someone commits atrocities against humanity or individuals, do they go to a hellish afterlife?
If they commit those type of crime, they're already in hell. Every angry person, whether Christian or non-Christian, Allahu Abba, not Allahu Abba, Jew, Gentile, whatever, every angry person, I promise you this. Fight. Every angry person, I promise you this without a doubt. I have no doubt about this. Every angry person is living in hell. They're already in hell. They're miserable. So they're already in hell. And if they drop their body while in hell already, they're just stuck in hell forever. There's no way out. Your chance to overcome hell is why you live. And anyone that has anger is in hell. They're miserable. Anyone that has anger has fear. Anyone that has fear has doubt. They have loneliness. They have suicidal thoughts. They have jealousy and envy and strife and revenge and worry and comparison and ideas and dreams. They have nothing but hell. Anyone that has a dream is in hell. So they're already in hell while living on earth. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Now I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's go to the busy phones. Lindy out of Florida. Lindy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Lindy. All is well.
Great. I'm glad to hear it.
Speak up a little bit for me.
Oh, I said great. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay.
So I was calling. Well, I have two things. Firstly, I just want to say, like, I was very touched by the segment the other day with the National Association of Black Journalists and Trump. I was so touched because I really believe that was like the father's love when Trump was responding like that.
Yeah.
That kind of correction can bring like light to people. And I was just so touched by that, you know?
Absolutely.
There was no hate. There was no hate. There was no anger.
Yeah.
It was just like very direct and if she listens to that, she can like actually change and understand that she, you know, she's, her behavior is erratic and disrespectful. And so I was so blessed by that. And I love that you brought that out of the, what you noticed there. Yeah.
You're right about that. It was, he was dealing with pure evil in that black female from the black journalist thing. And he dealt with it. He dealt with the darkness with light. And you're right. If she has anything in her that says she wants to overcome her hell, that's a chance to do it. So he showed her a father's love for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
I was so touched. Yeah. And then the second thing is, I've called in before, and you asked me if I still had anger, you know, and I was like, no. And you were like, are you lying? And I was like, no. But to tell you the truth, I was lying, and I wanted to confess that to you because, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful or a liar, you know, because I know liars. Liars are going to hell, you know? And so, you know, and I thought it would be especially wrong to lie to someone who asked me, are you lying? You know? So.
Why did you say did not have anger when you knew you had it or have it?
Because I was afraid.
Of what?
Like maybe I didn't believe that I didn't have anger. So then if I didn't believe that I didn't have anger, then, you know, like I thought if I believe I don't have anger, then I don't have anger. But I found out later, you know, through meditation and time that at that specific point in my life, I was extremely angry and resentful. And I didn't even know it, you know? So I was very angry at that time because I thought someone had stolen something from me. And I mean stolen, not something physical, something like some part of my identity, some part of my pride or ego or whatever, something I valued very much. I thought someone had stolen my purity and my integrity from me. And well, if I have anger and unforgiveness, I didn't have it in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
You know.
So you thought they had stolen it. Had they stolen it?
I didn't have it. I mean, it was just an imagination.
What? No.
You know, that I had it. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so are you doing the silent prayer?
I tried it yesterday. I mean, you advised me to do it every day, but one day I did it, and I was really, I got super, super deep into, like, this very clear space. Like, it's like I was closing my eyes, and, like, everything was totally, like, blank. And so blank that I was like, oh, my goodness, it's really, really blank, and all, it's like I looked down and I heard a voice super loud and clear say, I am Satan. And I was like, oh my goodness, I couldn't handle it, honestly, because I kind of thought it was my voice and I was so scared. I couldn't handle doing it anymore. And then I'm like, oh, is this some kind of like meditation, like Buddhism, and I was like, no, I don't think I can do it, you know?
So you're not doing the silent prayer?
I tried it yesterday again because I started watching your show again, and I tried it again, but I don't know, am I supposed to do it all day, or am I supposed to just sit down and do it once or twice?
So are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes. No. I don't know, because I did it one time. Does that count as doing it?
Nope.
I'm going to say, Okay, then no. I'm not doing the silent prayer.
So you're not ready to overcome your hell that you live in? That's inside of you?
I think I am. I think I'm ready.
Why do you think you're ready?
Because I don't know. I guess maybe I'm not ready.
Why do you think you're not ready?
I would like to be ready.
Why do you think you would like to be ready?
Well, the reason I think that I'd like to be ready is because I want to overcome hell, you know? So, like, I want to, you know? And then the reason that I didn't think I was ready is because I thought maybe I wasn't, like, maybe I'm kind of attached to, like, thinking that I should be, like, very emotional before I start overcoming hell. Like, somehow, like, I had to be, like, angry at hell or, like, emotional about the fact, oh, I can't take it anymore, I can't bear it, you know? Like, I thought I had to be screaming and crying in order to, like, overcome it.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I went to her and I don't know, because I went to her and I told her, I'm sorry for resenting you. And I meant it, you know? And then we met again very shortly after that. And she said something, like, she did something that kind of made me upset. And I felt like I kind of failed the test, you know?
Let me say this because I got to run because of time. You can, it's yeah. up to you, Lindy. You can stay in your hell or you can come out of hell and live paradise right here on earth. You can be at peace. You can have perfect peace on earth. But you got to make up your mind as if you want to come out of your hell or not. And if you want to come out of your hell, you got to let go. Do the side of the prayer, let go and let the light bring you out of the darkness of your imagination. But if you're not ready, just stay in your hell and suffer.
Okay. Can I ask you one more brief question?
Yes.
It might just be like a quick one.
Okay.
What do you think about having a relationship with Christ? Like, you know, talking to him, like that kind of thing. What do you think about that? Should we have a relationship, you know, like you would have with your friend or your husband or your father?
No.
With Christ or with...
How are you going to have a relationship with Christ? That doesn't make sense. What does that even mean?
Like, in the spirit, you know?
How,
like,
can you have a relationship with Christ?
The peace of God.
What?
Like, by experiencing his comfort and peace.
Who is Christ? And
the Son of God.
How do you know that?
Because I believe that he's the Son of God.
Why do you believe that?
Why do I believe that? I guess it's just because he's the truth. I don't know. Like, I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, okay. So why do you believe that? Can you hold for me?
That I'm 23?
No.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That this relationship with Christ that you talk about.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773, the Hake Report. H-A-K-E, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, and you don't want to miss it. And he has a guest today, and I don't know who it is, but I know I heard he has one, and you don't want to miss it. Kaz of Atheist Edge. Kaz of Atheist Edge. So Hake has a guest today at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. Brand new. You don't want to miss it. And then at 4 p.m., at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy given to him by God. And last but not least, for I do your personal shout-outs for you. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, no matter what the occasion is. And if you want personal shout-out, I will do it for you. Go to Cameo. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Support us on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy, where Christ is King. cozy.tv/JLP. And JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Let me go quickly back to Lindy out of Florida. So, Lindy, ask me the question again. Repeat your question about Jesus and your relationship.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you can have a relationship, or what you think about having a relationship with Christ.
I don't know what that means.
Right. And I don't know. I guess I was talking about, like, you know, like a friendship or like a fellowship with Christ.
What made you ask that?
Because I would like to have a friendship and fellowship with Christ.
Why?
And I was wondering. Because I guess I kind of don't want to just be with myself, you know?
Oh, okay. So you want to know your brother, Jesus Christ. You want to know him?
Yeah, I want to know Christ.
Okay. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want. But I hear what I recommend. Let go all of your ideas and your thoughts about Christ. Let them all go. Everything you've been taught about him, every idea you built up about him, let it go. Do the silent prayer and watch. And then you will come to know Christ. You will come to know him. Because everyone that has an idea about him don't know him. The idea is just an idea. And you want to come to know your brother. And all the way you're going to know your brother, you got to be cleared of all ideas about him. Everything you've been taught, everything you've held on to, all your ideas is keeping you away from knowing Christ. So relax, do the silent prayer, commit to it, and watch those thoughts.
Okay.
And you will know him. And it will be amazing.
That is amazing.
And you will have more than an idea, because ideas are just ideas. They're just empty thoughts. And they don't work.
Right.
So do the silent prayer and watch. Watch those thoughts. Don't do anything about them, but watch them. Don't call them you. Don't overreact to them. Don't call them good or bad. Just watch them.
Okay.
And you're going to see that you're not your thoughts. All thoughts and all ideas are just thoughts and ideas with no meaning.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I appreciate it.
All right, so are you going to...
Yeah.
And what?
Oh, I was going to answer your question about how Christ is the Son of God, if it's still relevant.
The question what?
You asked me how I know Christ is the Son of God.
Right.
What I believe is, I know he's the Son of God because of his character and because of his love. And his perfect love, you know? That's how I know.
And how do you know that? How do you know he has perfect love?
Because he gave up his whole life. He was never selfish. And he never cared what people thought about him. He just cared about loving others more than about, you know, pleasing others.
Oh, okay.
You care about true love. That's why I think he's the Son of God.
Well, I want to encourage you. Do it too hard, but do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. And you'll come to know, you'll know the Father, you will know the Son, and you will know the Holy Spirit. It's going to be amazing. But you got to stick with it.
All right.
Amazing. That it?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Call me again, Lindy.
All right.
I wish you well.
You. I wish you well, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye God now. All right. 888-775-3773. Sean, first-time caller out of California. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, it's Sean.
How are you, Jesse? I've been listening to you for about a year, and I've been doing a silent prayer in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evenings. So I've been married for quite some time.
How long?
And I would say about 4 or 5 years I've been married.
Okay.
And we got together before, you know, I was in a fallen state.
Right.
And so now, I mean, she pretty much agrees with everything, you know, you say. And she started doing the silent prayer, but she's not really consistent. And the reason why I say that, because the hell is still in her. And
right.
And it comes out. And I'm just at a point where I heard you mention the fact that if your wife starts acting like that, you kind of check out mentally and let her stay in her hell until she's ready to overcome what she's going through.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of doing that. And, I mean, I know that she's not happy about it, and I know she doesn't like that.
She doesn't like the fact that you checked out psychologically?
Yeah, exactly. And she knows that in no way, shape, or form, she has any control over me whatsoever.
Right.
And so I'm just continuing to do that. And I just wanted to get your advice about that.
What type of advice?
As far as should I just continue keep doing that? Do you think that's the best way to go about it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is.
It absolutely is. You have to stop. You have to check out, as you used the word, psychologically, and just work on you and work on yourself and let her live in her hell and her misery. And unless she is ready to work on herself, there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do at times, maybe, hey, you need to overcome that. Hey, let's say she's acting out, overreacting emotionally, right? You need to calm down your anger. You're in your anger, in that anger right now. But there's nothing you can do about it. And it's hard on a couple when one is working on themselves and the other one is not, male or female, right? And so, and do you have children with her?
Not with her. I do have kids from a previous marriage.
Oh, okay. And so you have to just check out psychologically, meaning don't be angry at her. Don't let what she does or say or get to you, because it's not her, but it's the evil that's in her. And just let her suffer in her hell. That's all you can do. Because those spirit of evil, they are not content at knowing that they can't control you.
Correct.
They already have control of her.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I don't take it personal, because I know, like you said, it's not really her.
Right.
It's the evil spirit that's in her that's making her behave the way she's behaving.
Absolutely.
And I don't give in to pleasing her, and I don't give in to, she always talks about going on trips, going here, going there. And I'm like, you know, my job isn't here to please you. Right.
That's right.
As a husband, I'm here to take you out of your personal hell.
Yes.
But you don't seem to see that. So, I don't ever argue with her. I stick to my point. I finish my point and I move on.
Nice.
Whether she wants to accept it or not, that's up to her.
Yes.
And so I did go to my mom when I did originally start listening to you. I did talk to her. I said, look, you know, I apologize for resenting you. I know you couldn't help it, because the same thing happened to you. So I understand that now. So I do apologize for resenting you. And she just kind of accepted it. She didn't go off the wall or anything like that. And right. And then I talked to my kids as well. I told them, look, you know, because even before listening to you, I always try to, you know, take responsibility for my actions. And when I did make mistakes, I always owned up to it. I never dodged from, you know, taking personal responsibility. And when I started listening to you, I even told them, look, it took me all these years to figure out how to come out of my own hell. And I don't want you guys to be in this hell. You guys need to come out of your...
How many children do you have?
Two. One boy and one girl.
And you've been married before?
Yes, I was.
For
a very long time.
And so the woman you were married to now, she's been married before?
No, she was married before, yes.
And does she have children too?
She had one.
Really? What made you marry again to a woman who's already been married, knowing that she is wounded and that she hates men, she had problems? What made you marry again, knowing you've been married already to have children? What was the purpose of getting married again?
Well, again, I was in my fallen state, to be honest with you, Jesse. I mean, I didn't know any better.
That.
I felt, hey, I needed... you know, I just felt it was natural just to have a family again. But originally, you know, I made a horrible mistake, of course, marrying someone, because I felt like, hey, my mom was an only mom. I mean, she was...
Your mom was the only mom?
No, I meant to say a single mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I meant to say she was a single mother. So I felt like, hey, you know, it was okay. Again, I was in my fallen state. I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So I made a horrible mistake because I just wanted to get away from that house. I wanted to get away from her.
From who?
So I, from my mom. So I got married young.
Oh, you were living with your mother. And so.
Yeah. So, right. I was 23 years old, 24 years old.
So when you first got married, you did it to get away from your mother?
That's what I realize that now.
Oh, okay.
Because I hear you talking about why people tend to do that.
Yeah.
And it just makes perfect sense.
And why did you marry a second time?
Again, I was in my fallen state. I felt like, hey, it's natural to have a family, you know. So,
but why did you, and I understand what you made, even though I'm asking this question, why did you get married to a woman who already been married, had children? You married someone else's wife.
What, the first time I did that, the second time that I married now, she was married before when she was really young, too, but she doesn't have any kids or anything like that.
So the first time you got married, you married a woman who already been married?
Who was married, yes.
And she already had children?
She had one child, yes.
And then she had one by you?
Two
boy with you.
And a girl.
And yeah. Then you broke up with her, and you went and married another woman who already been married before with a child?
Yes.
Why?
No, she doesn't have a child. No, she doesn't have
but
a child.
But she's been married before.
She was married before when she was very young, yes.
So why marry these women who've already been married?
Again, I didn't know any better, Jesse. I was in my fallen state.
Oh, okay.
So I really didn't know any better.
That's amazing. And
yeah.
And why have you stayed with the second one? Now that you're waking up, what has caused you to stay with her?
With the woman I'm married now?
Yeah.
Because I just, to be honest with you, Jesse, I feel I'm not into hopping relationship after another relationship and just walking away. I don't think that that's the right thing to do, to be honest with you.
Why not?
But
no one is telling you to hop in another relationship. I'm just asking you with another woman who's been married before. She has no kids, but what has caused you to stay with her, especially knowing all the trouble she's giving you?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think I'm comparing both women, and I think the one I'm with now, in comparison, she comes from a home with both of her parents are together. She doesn't have any resentment towards her parents.
Who?
Or her father. She has a good relationship. My current wife.
That's not true.
Oh.
So just to be clear, with your first wife, you have two kids, right?
Correct.
With your second wife, you have no kids.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Why do you say she has a good relationship with her parents?
Because I've seen their interactions. I mean, I know she has a temper with her mom. She gets, because her mom tends to be a little bit overbearing.
And so why would you say she had a good relationship with her parents then?
I mean, because I think conflict occurs. I mean,
not if you have a good relationship.
Yeah, I mean, they don't fight or anything like that.
Conflict is a fight.
No, it is. You're right. It is. But what I meant to say was, it's not every single day. It's very rare if it ever happens. You know.
But it's still a fight, and she's still not at peace.
No, it is. Yeah. No, you're right. No, she's not. And I'm doing what I'm doing to make her see, checking out mentally, so she can come out of her own hell, so she can see.
But that's not a reason for you to do that. You should check out because you're working on yourself and you want to come out of your hell. Don't do it to try to influence your wife to come out of her hell. Because
oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, I thought you said you were doing it. You're checking out so that she can come out of her hell.
Well, right, because I'm working on myself. That's priority number one for me. But in addition to that, I'm checking out mentally. So... with her. So, I mean, the reason why I'm married with her, Jesse, because I know you've said before that there's no such thing as her being a good person, because human beings in their fallen state don't have love.
Right.
You shouldn't look for love.
Right.
They don't have love to give.
Right.
And I completely understand that. But it's just, like you said, wait and see. I'm kind of doing the wait and see kind of thing.
And wait and see what?
If, you know, if the Holy Spirit guides me to stay or guides me to leave.
Well, okay.
Well, I guess that's why I'm just kind of doing the silent prayer three times a day, because I feel that's what I need.
Right. And how are you dealing with, I mean, you checking out. How is she reacting to you not arguing with her anymore?
She's fine. I mean, she doesn't go crazy or anything like that. I know deep down she wishes things were different, things were better. I could be wrong, but that's the impression I'm getting.
She forgiven her mother?
No, she feels, she keeps talking about her childhood, how amazing it was. And I even talked to her about that. She says, I don't really have anything to forgive. I don't have any resentment towards her. And I go, how about your dad? She goes, I love my father. She goes, I don't really have any ill will towards either one of them.
But if she didn't have any resentment, she wouldn't have conflict with them, or mother, or anyone.
I agree. Well, I agree. She doesn't really have any issues with her father. She's close with her dad.
And when she asked her father why she didn't protect her from her mother, what did he say?
Oh, she doesn't. She hasn't gotten to that point in her life.
So this woman is not working on herself then. You said she was working on herself.
I agree. Well, she's basically saying, oh, I do the silent prayer at work. She just barely started. She says, I do it at work during lunch. And she does it on the couch at home. When I do it on the couch, and I don't force her to do it. I don't influence her. I just like to sit up and do it. So we only have the living room. And obviously the bedroom, we don't have anywhere to sit. You have to lie down. So
Like
you said, you have to sit up.
So let me do this because I got to run. You have a question for me?
Yeah, I just wanted to know your advice. I just wanted to get your advice, and I think you've given your advice.
Don't be angry at her. You're not responsible for her coming out of her hell. Don't let her interrupt you in that coming out of your hell. And so the only way you're going to do it is that you got to psychologically not pay attention to her. You got to check out and let her just go through her hell. And if she's ready, fine. If not, you'll be fine.
Right, exactly. And happy Men's History Month.
Thank you, Sean. Happy Men's History Month to you.
Thank you so much for all that you do, Jesse. I really appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
You're absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
I will, Jesse. I definitely will. Thank you for your time.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Chuck out of New Jersey. Do I hear music? Oh, Chuck, hold on. Let me take a quick break. I didn't know I was at the top of the hour already. When I come back, Chuck, I'm coming to your calls and the rest of the calls. We're going to get as many calls in. It's Open Line Friday, 888-77-JESSE. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, August 2nd, AD 2024. There is, hold on, there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls after he's done playing with the lights in the studio. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. Check it out, if you so please. And you can call my show. I do appreciate it. And then, of course, The Fallen State, a special episode of The Fallen State. Check it out at noon Pacific time today. No Joel Friday TV. He's only live on Monday through Thursday. No Joel Friday on Friday. You do the math. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. is his new time. Not just Fridays, but Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble and elsewhere. DLive, Gorgonzola. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports on airline fees. The Biden administration has proposed a new rule banning airlines from charging parents extra fees for their kids to be seated next to them. Quote, families don't need any additional stresses or costs when flying, on top of how demanding it can be if a parent flying with your kids. That's a Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, not morally straight, pretending he cares about families, said when announcing the proposed rule. It's a proposed rule. The Black on the Inside White House officials say that they're fee-free family seating, quote-unquote, proposal could potentially save parents up to $200 per round-trip flight, meaning everybody else has to subsidize them. What a mess. Evil government meddling. The rule would require airlines to seat children 13 and under next to their parents. Imagine being 12 and you have to sit next to your parents all of a sudden. What a mess. Within 48 hours of purchasing the ticket. Wow. The proposed mandate still needs to clear public comment period and is unlikely to be enacted upon until sometime next year. And the Venezuela election, the United States meddling into the elections, huh? They said, quote, it is clear that President Nicolas Maduro lost the popular vote, as if that's relevant. In Venezuela's election last week, as a key opposition leader said, she, a woman, is in hiding for fear of for her life, according to the CNN and the United States government. Though Nicolas Maduro has promised free and fair elections, the process was marred with allegations of foul play. Sounds familiar? With opposition figures arrested, their key leader, Maria Corina Machado, banned from running, opposition witnesses allegedly denied access to the vote count, and overseas Venezuelans largely unable to cast ballots. Protests broke out across Venezuela after the country's electoral body announced Maduro, as the winner with 51% of the votes. Right on, Maduro. Nah, I'm kidding. Many young opposition supporters say that they would leave the country if Maduro were reelected, pointing to the devastating collapse of Venezuela's economy and violent repression under his rule. He is a socialist, right, or a communist? What a mess. Britney Spears has her memoir, The Woman in Me. It's going to the big screen. Who wants to watch that? Universal got the rights to Britney Spears' supposedly best-selling memoir book, The Woman in Me, which is being developed as a biopic, which is like a biography picture movie thing. Isn't that cute, I guess? Anyway, the women's national basketball team has won 57 games in a row. 57 games in a row. The team's victory over Belgium on Thursday extended the Olympic winning streak that dates back all the way to 1992. Congrats, ladies. Although it's not all that attractive. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. What the? There's one line open. Someone want to jump in there? We're going to move calls. It's Open Line Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are? You can listen to the show if you can't sit and watch it live because you're busy, you got to move about. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are or what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power.
Who's in charge here? There's nobody in charge.
They leave a building without people watching it, and anybody who wants could call.
Don't worry, Lee.
An Olympic controversy feared and foreseen.
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman.
The Algerian cleared to compete in Paris despite being disqualified after failing an unspecified gender eligibility test.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
I can't. Anybody but a white man is a DEI hire.
That's a good argument. It's a very good argument. I agree.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
What does that mean?
What? I want my country back. But it's gone. I have accepted that. I want I need my experts to come in for this next story. I want to see what they think about it. It's a very amazing story. But in the meantime, I want to go to Chuck. And Chuck been waiting a while. I do appreciate it. Chuck, out of New Jersey, while my experts are coming in. Chuck, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding.
How are you?
All is well, Chuck. Thanks for calling.
I'm doing good this morning.
Nice.
I had grits and about to have some watermelon. So I'm doing okay.
That's amazing.
Now, the reason I called you was because yesterday, I watched your show yesterday, and I've been watching your show on and off for the last 5 years.
Okay.
But yesterday, you made mention of the fact that you said that Donald Trump was showing love at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference.
Yes.
I don't know that I would call it love, but one thing that I would say is this. She asked him tough questions. She asked him questions in a disrespectful way. So be it. Kamala has. should be asked the same thing and should be put to the same litmus test as Donald Trump. They shouldn't be given any room to wiggle out of it. These people, Donald Trump and Kamala, one of them is going to be the most powerful person on this planet. And as such, they should be put to the test. You know, leave no room to wiggle out or act disrespectful whatsoever. You know, I understand your passion about Donald Trump, and that's so be it. But when it comes to either one of them, somebody has to put them to the test and ask them tough questions. And the fact that Donald Trump didn't like what was going on, and he made a comment that wasn't true. He said they were late. They were not late. What happened was he did not want them to fact-check him in real time. So they argued about this in the back room for close to an hour. And, you know, I found out about this from Huffington Post, C-SPAN, and from one of your adversaries, what's his name, Roland Martin. He was there. So regardless as to what people might feel or think about this, pro or con, every time a presidential candidate comes under questions, they should be asked the toughest questions, however they're asked.
But
they should not. Go ahead.
No, finish the point, then.
What I'm saying is they should be asked the toughest questions because these people are going to become one of them is going to become the most powerful person. Like I said prior to, the most powerful person on this planet, and we as citizens of this country should not give them any room to try and wiggle out of answering tough questions.
But you know, it's been reported that the reason they were late was because at that National Black Journal thing is because their equipment wasn't working. They had problems with their
equipment.
Because even when Trump was speaking, there was another woman there on the panel, and he could hardly hear her or she couldn't hear him. Something like that was going on. And so it was a problem with the equipment. But and you're right in that when you're running for president, you should be able to take tough questions. But that female that was questioning the president, she was talking about personal stuff. She wasn't asking him anything about real stuff. And she was very, very nasty and evil and a total bitch with it. And yet the president showed her love. I call her a nasty black bitch. She was asking.
Well, okay, you say whatever you want about that. But, I mean, that's your shtick. Your show's your shtick.
But she was asking. She was asking him not question about the economy and real life. She was just couldn't wait to go after him in a personal way. To the point, she didn't say, hello, how you doing? I'm sorry about the attempted assassination. Welcome to the event. She's like, it's almost like it appears, I don't have any proof of it, that she sat up all night, couldn't wait to just go after him. But he dealt with her perfectly. He showed her a father's love. He called her out for being nasty. And he dealt with her. I love the way he dealt with it, don't you?
No. Absolutely not.
You don't love the way he corrected her?
No, let me finish. I think that she should have asked those tough questions.
No, we're not tough questions.
No. Those cases where he got in trouble, he's been adjudicated a rapist.
No, we're not tough questions.
Well, then why did he get mad about it?
He didn't get mad. He did not get mad.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He did. What I saw, well, you can, it's your opinion against him.
No, I don't have an opinion. Has he gotten mad?
You called the girl a bitch, didn't you?
She's a black bitch. Has he got mad?
Well, you keep on saying that she's a black bitch.
But isn't she? Didn't you think that she was a bitch?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Was that love the way she treated him?
She should have.
Did she treat him with love or hate?
And Kamala Harris should be asked the same questions.
Hey,
the
Chuck.
Same damn questions.
Chuck.
Yes.
Did she treat him with love or hate?
She didn't treat him with either. She asked him questions. that are in the
news.
So
you're not being fair.
I'm being fair.
No.
I'm being fair. When it comes to love and war, there's no fairness, brother.
Oh, and so do you agree with me that he dealt with her in a perfect way?
No.
Why not?
Absolutely not. He should have answered the question. He should have answered the question.
No, he shouldn't have.
She attacked him, and she should have. Like I said, Kamala Harris should be asked the same damn question.
No, she shouldn't.
They should ask Kamala Harris about the borders, the crime, things that matter to America, not dumb stuff. They should ask everything. What was dumb about him, about his crime spree?
It's not her business. It is her business. It's the country's business.
If that was her business,
we would never have a president. What the?
But this man,
nobody would qualify for president.
He's a convicted felon.
No, he's not.
He most certainly is.
He most certainly ain't.
He's most certainly is a convicted
felon. No, he's not.
I love you, Matt.
I
love the way you turn things around. But you know what? That's fine. That's okay. I don't care about it. But what I will say is this. The man deserves to be questioned about his past.
No, he doesn't. Exploits. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
And plus,
she's being questioned about her. Didn't you just say about the border and all that?
Let me just
say
this.
She's being questioned about it?
That old nasty female wouldn't ask him about the border. She was all attacked in a personal way. She even said to him, you even had dinner at Martin Lager with a, what she said?
A white supremacist.
Nick Fontaine is not a white supremacist. That bitch was lying.
Nick Fuentes calls himself a white supremacist.
No, he doesn't.
He needs to get his DNA checked.
Is not a white supremacy man.
You're right about that. He ain't white. That's for damn sure.
He's not a supremacist. Chuck, thank you, man. I got to run. Thank you, all right?
Take care, man. Look, I'll be out there in California probably next week.
So call me again.
Maybe I'll stop by and talk to you.
Absolutely.
All right?
All right, buddy.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. My experts are here. I got to ask them this question. And then back to the calls and your super chat. How y'all doing?
Fine.
Wait, I'm not on that.
I know.
Hello.
So did you flick it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, you took the wrong mic. You pushed that mic over there and took that one. That one ain't ready.
It's not on.
There it is. Now we can hear it.
There we go.
Amazing. What that mic doing over there when we need it over here?
Because that mic has the tape on it and doesn't look good on camera.
Anyway.
He switched in on it.
So my experts are here. The anchor baby, Nick, is over there. And Nick shows every day at 4 p.m. now, Pacific time. The anchor baby, the amazed American anchor baby. And Nick is an expert here. And over here is Joel Friday TV. Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and also an expert here. And next to Joel Friday TV is the Hake of the Hake, HAKEReport.com at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And an expert here, and Hake is having a guest today. He's going to have somebody.
Kaz from Atheist Edge. That's the plan.
So I want to play this soundbite, and I just want to quickly get you guys' response to it. We haven't discussed this, so that's why I want to ask them. They're saying that the women are upset that the men are playing in women's sports. And it's been like an ongoing discussion for a while now. And the females doesn't seem to like it. So they had the little thing down there in Europe. What are they doing?
Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're having a little Olympic over there in Europe, right? And it's a mess over there. And according to Fox News, an Algerian boxer who was deemed to have male chromosomes won a fight in the 66-kilogram women's division at the Paris Olympic on Thursday. And the fight lasted for 60 minutes. And I want to
46 seconds.
I'm sorry, yeah, 46 seconds. 46 seconds. You didn't even have time to get out there. I will ask for my money back had I paid to see that fight. 46 seconds. I want to show you a clip of the boxing match and then get you guys' feedback on it. Here's the first clip.
Have some quick replays of the very short-lived action in the women's welterweight.
So that's the woman in the blue.
Angela Carini and yeah. Iman Khalif.
And the man in the red.
Win. Carini choosing to abandon the bout.
Oh, that's it. Come on, she could have tried harder than that.
Oh, but right? He left out a lot of it because there was a point where she was getting punched by him.
That was it.
And then she, oh, they showed that?
Yeah, she just got punched. It was only one punch, and then she was done.
Oh, they showed the one punch?
Yeah.
Oh, it happened so fast, I ain't even seen it. Oh, okay. And she's like, uh-uh. I ain't never been punched this hard in my whole life. This fight is over. Right?
She could have stayed in there a little more. No?
Well, about to find out from glass. You guys. And then here is a picture of the transgender boxer. So the red shirt is a, he ain't got no.
Ain't no transgender, that's a man.
He ain't even got no.
That looked like I used to go to school with.
And so that's a picture of the transgender boxer. And here's a picture of the transgender boxer with, is there a C? Oh,
there's a different opponent?
Yeah, with this one right here. Different opponent.
Oh, okay.
This is the one.
Which one is the transgender there?
Now in blue.
The one without the breast.
The Algerian.
But how do you know the one with the breast is not a man?
It's true, too.
No, just, is that a man or woman?
We don't
the red?
Right, the red.
No, that's a young lady.
Oh, that's
young
a woman. Lady. Okay.
Yeah. Hard to tell.
All right.
I mean, so is the one in blue, no?
No, it's apparent the one in blue, man.
Big old arms and shoulders.
So, Nick, what do you think about this fight in that it lasted 4 to 6 seconds and that this man is a transgender fighting in the women's sport?
I think she could have stayed in a little longer, gotten a few more blows so that she could really make her point. Because she just dropped out right away, just one punch. She could have really, really made her point.
Was it really that was the whole fight, pretty much?
From every clip I see, it's like this one strike, and then she goes to the side of the ring and forfeits.
Good for her.
They kind of jumped around a little bit, but not much. Yeah. I think they threw maybe one other punch or something, and then he finally said.
No, I don't even think she threw any punches.
I think he did.
Right. I think he was the only one that did it.
Right.
He connected.
Yeah. And so, Nick, what do you think about it?
That I believe her, for number one, when she said it was the strongest punch she ever felt.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen the face of someone when you roughhouse too hard, when you're roughhousing with either someone younger or a girl when you were kids. And you roughhouse too hard, their face totally changes. They're like, "Holy crud!"
Yeah, I saw that when you told Hoppo to beat me.
They're like, they realize that this person can break my arms. And number two, I'm glad. I'm messing around a little bit, but this is what happens, though. This is the world y'all wanted. So nice. Get punched in the face. No.
Okay. You said it's fine. You glad?
In a joking way, to make the point that they're very happy to go into the men's sports, but there's a lot of attention for when the men go into the women's sports.
So, are you glad about this or not?
I'm glad.
And because what reason? Real fast.
Because it shows how wrong it is.
How what?
It shows how wrong it is. And this is what women ask for.
How wrong what is?
The men fighting women.
Oh, okay.
And there's in those sports.
Okay. What do you say about this? Fight and should men be playing like that? Fighting with women is, or basketball or anything?
It's an absolute disgrace. And it doesn't make sense that anybody would go along with it. And if you go along with it, you get what you deserve. This lady should have even, I don't care if it's the Olympics, I don't care if you're on TV, I don't care if they give you $1 million. Is you know that if you're going in there, you're going to get hurt, especially if it's a man to a woman. And it's absolute delusion that anybody just accepts it and just it's fine and you just go about it. This is the Olympics. This is worldwide. This is like the...
Is the Olympics a big deal?
It's a huge deal.
Why?
Because not everybody gets accepted into the Olympics. You got to be an elite athlete. And this is like all around the world. So...
Oh, okay.
There's just no respect for the Olympics. It just looked like clown show to me.
So you're saying he should not have been allowed to fight with her?
No, it just makes no sense. And anybody going along with it just shows that.
But why did she fight with him knowing that he was not a real woman?
That's why I said is that
I
she.
Mean, why did she fight with him?
She gets what she deserves.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because she did it. But it's insane.
Oh, okay.
It makes no sense.
What do you say about that, Hake?
Pardon my mic handling. It was, I didn't like anything about it. I don't like women boxing because they shouldn't be boxing. It doesn't make sense.
Do you, why not? Because you mean like boxing each other either?
Either.
Oh, okay.
It's not ladylike. You end up messing
She's
up your
a
face
lady.
Potentially.
What?
You end up messing up your face potentially. And you're supposed to be a pretty face.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm glad she quit for that reason. That's the one thing I like about it, that she quit so early.
Because her face was messed up.
To protect her face. Her big, beautiful face.
I thought it was because that hit was so hard.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, that's my reason for her quitting.
Oh, okay.
Her reason may differ. but it's... I don't like seeing these people, these transgenders out there doing this.
Right.
It's just kind of... It's off-putting. You know, I like them. Shout out to them. But it's not...
You like the transgenders?
Yeah.
Shout out to the transgenders.
I like people, you know.
Right.
But it's vulgar, you know. It's inappropriate in the public. It's kind of like public obscenity, you know.
My producers tell me apparently the boxer isn't transgender, but is deemed to have male chromosomes.
Oh, so it's not even transgender.
So like a hermaphrodite.
Well, there might be. Yeah.
No, hermaphrodite had the male and the female body part.
Yeah, it might be, because if it's not transgender, it has to be.
I guess there are.
You got a chromosome.
I heard on Twitter, and I don't know if it's true. I heard it from maybe Destiny. There are rare cases where you have the XY. Is the XY the man? But the XY turns out to be a woman, and it's not even transgender.
They said that on his birth certificate, it says female.
So this is literally a woman.
Oh, then.
Thinking that she's a woman, but just being a very mannish woman with big old arms and shoulders bigger than mine.
Well, according to...
145 pounds.
According to report, the man that's supposed to be the man... Well, on the birth certificate, it says female, not male.
Then how come we're calling this person dude?
And then they have a SY. Oh, SY is male.
Yeah,
SS is female.
So what is it?
Because I don't know.
Well, I repent, young lady.
When I read this, I have to take back my comments.
When I read this statement, though, it's still not clear. Like, so apparently the boxer isn't transgender, but is deemed to have male chromosomes. That could also mean that they weren't going around saying they were transgender. But faking that they were a girl, you know, you could fake a birth certificate. I don't know. I still don't know what this statement means.
It's Algeria.
You can't fake a birth certificate if you're a baby.
But you know
other
what I'm
people
saying?
Can fake it, or you can fake it after the fact and get a fake birth certificate. Who knows?
Because transgender is an identity. You have to like claim it or whatever. Crap.
You ever see Obama's
birth
certificate?
So what if they're just saying that this person's faking their gender?
I said, you ever seen Obama's birth certificate?
About being a U.S. citizen or something?
Yeah, I mean,
born in America.
Joe Arpaio called it. Photoshopped, but I disavow that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was saying, my comments only stand if it's a transgender.
But I'm confused. What's a chromosome?
What if it's a guy pretending to be a girl?
Chromosomes are in the DNA, same. I think. And it defines whether
you're a male or female?
Supposedly.
And so in his chromosome, it says female, I guess.
No, it says male.
No, it says male. XY is man.
But in his, no.
But he's
see, now the next... The next question would be is why did they administer that gender test? Was it because they suspected that he or she was lying about that in the certificate? Or was it like a medical thing? Still unclear.
He kind of looked like a male.
It still seems unfair. At the end of the day, it still seems unfair that this person who has these male chromosomes are fighting with the women. It shouldn't be right.
That's the other thing I don't like about this thing, because the competition is so lopsided that it's potentially dangerous. You could have a life-altering injury from one fight or one match with a game with somebody.
Well, you know that before you get into the ring.
I know, but this is even more. They set it up so it's hopefully safe, so that hopefully people, for the most part, are not going to get injured. But when it's lopsided like this, of course somebody's going to get injured, almost.
Final.
So, AP. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead real fast.
No, I was just reading some stuff. I wasn't listening to what you guys were saying. Sorry. Just some information on the boxer if you want it.
What about it?
AP says Imani Khalif was assigned female at birth, and it says so on her passport. So that's one point there.
Oh, okay.
But that's Algeria. Do you trust Algeria to be sensible? I don't know what Algeria even is.
This is from a female volleyball player who was paralyzed by a transgender from the Daily Mail. Peyton McNabb was 17 when a ball spiked by a trans opponent with force struck her in the face that threw her to the ground and shut off her consciousness. Watch this soundbite.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good hit.
But that's a male.
Oh, that's a man?
Spiked the ball right into the face of the young lady. She was like 17, I think. That was in 2022.
Yeah, and now 19, she has brain damage, poor vision, and paralyzed on her right side, which makes it difficult to walk without falling. So that guy that hit the ball like that knocked her down.
She should sue the whole school and the guy and the whole family for that. All their money and throw the parents in jail and him. Sorry.
It's shocking that a volleyball to the face could do that.
If you hit it out.
Volleyballs is supposed to be not as hard as like a basketball. A basketball to the face is much heavier. It's going to do more damage.
Volleyball is pretty hard, though.
They're kind of hard, but
he spiked the ball.
Yeah, that was a hard hit.
And so when he spiked the ball, apparently it goes harder. Derek, my producer, told me he took his girlfriend on a date and he spiked the ball.
Oh, damn!
Oh, yeah.
Based.
He like, okay. I'm like, Dad, Derek, did you spike the ball? He like, well, not really. I'll try to be nice. He didn't really do it.
Wow. And so she's that injured from that alone? I read that she has like anxiety and stuff.
Am I wrong for trying to be all that I can be?
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong that I'm okay with male playing in these women's sports? And the reason I am okay with it because the women for years now been destroying men's sport by trying to be a part of it, accusing men of being wrong because they won't let them play. If they're strong enough to play in the men's sport, why are they strong enough for men to play in their sport? Am I wrong?
I don't think it's there. I don't think they're making a decision to want to go into the... We got to go.
They shouldn't even have sports.
We're gonna take a quick break and come back and finish this up and back to the cars. Back in a moment. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
Are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing
the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. Right at the end of my show, the Hake, H-A-K Report. And Hake has a guest today. You don't want to miss it. And his guest name is...
Kaz of Atheist Edge.
Kaz of Atheist Dad.
Edge.
Atheist Ed. And then at 4 p.m., the FatherState.tv. You don't want to miss that.
Not at 4 p.m.
No, at 12 noon. Thank you. At 12 noon, the FatherState.tv. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And last but not least, Sunday Morning Fellowship for All. All right? Fellowship for All at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. That's not it right there, but we have some. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. So doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I wanted to know from the experts, and then I'm out of here with the experts. I text my friend because he texted me like, wow, this is so confusing. Even JP don't understand it. So I asked my friend, am I wrong for not having any problem at all about men playing in women's sport because the women been bitching and wanting to play in the men's sport for years and destroying the men golf and everything, right? They say they're strong enough to play in men's sport. And so if they're strong enough to play in men's sport, why aren't they strong enough for men to play in their sport? Am I wrong, Joel?
No, I understand your point now that you make it. And I agree is that let also the women go into the men's sport so they can see for themselves, you don't want to be here type of thing.
Yeah,
and so I understand that point. It's like, well, if you let them in and you still continue to play, then that's on you. So
I interviewed people on the FatherState.tv, and I asked them, should men play women's sport? No. Why? They can't. Men are stronger. And so I asked, should women play in men's sport? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. How is one fine but the other one is not? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, you say, hey, am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. It is a shame, though, because the kids who had nothing to do with it, little girls and stuff who had nothing to do with it, whether they should be in sports or not, they're getting payback for something that they're suffering from what the adults are doing, which is putting the boys in there.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Like, they don't even – that girl who got partially paralyzed, I don't know if she supports the trans agenda or the – or the women playing men's sports agenda?
Am I wrong, Nick? Hey, come here.
No, you're not. You know why it's an important point? Because here's what the mind would say, the intellectual or the feminist or whatever. They hear you say that, but see, it still fits in their worldview because you can't put a man in the woman's sport because no woman will be able to truly compete. They'll get hurt, blah, blah, blah. But a woman can still go into a man's sport because it's still merit. She could still prove she can hang with the boys as long as she has skill or strength or whatever, right? But you can't even it's important what you're saying, because that's actually still false. Once you start putting women in the men's stuff like that, with the mentality of, well, if they can prove it, they should be there, you're actually weakening the men. You're actually lowering the standards of everything. The men have to actually bring themselves down to the women. That's what happens. It's, I don't know what, spiritual for whatever reason. That's what ends up happening.
Yeah, you're right.
So even that logical conclusion is stupid, actually.
In the good old days, they didn't even have women's sports, really. Not like this. Not as out of control like this.
Not like this. They have... When I was growing up, they had women basketball.
They probably just started by the time you were a kid. Before that, they didn't.
Oh, okay. And the women play, and they were playing. Y'all play ball.
Yeah.
And then men. It was just men. And there was no argument about transgender and who should do this and who should do that. Zinni wanted to comment on this.
I'm cool with girls playing sports.
Sometimes it just doesn't fit, though. It's all mannish.
That's true. And this boxing, out of control.
The women are crazy when they do the boxing, but I agree with that point.
Not even cute, like playing soccer, but, you know, kick the ball around, play basketball.
I don't care. I mean, I just always know that it makes them turn into, when they get carried away into it, they start to lose their beauty and their, like, essence as a woman.
Yep.
But I agree with your point, because I say let the women play football so they get hit hard at one time, they will never want to play it no more.
Right. My friend said, you are wrong. I don't agree. Wrong is wrong. Keep it right. I don't want to compromise with wrong. As men, we still need to protect women, even when they are wrong. I don't quite understand how he's responding. My friend, he must be on pot this morning.
Probably.
No, he's not on pot. He's Christian. what I'm saying, friend, is that women should not play in men's sport, and men should not play in women's sport, and that's it. And if they're saying it's okay for women to play in men's sport, then it's okay for men to play in women's sport. I don't care how big, how tall, how short. It's fine.
Yeah, I get your point. And I got to say one more last thing is that with basketball, women's basketball, they got a new endorsement deal. I don't know if you heard, to where I think they're like media companies getting paid like $2 billion funded to the women's basketball now. So they're about to be making more money. Money, 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 money.
They try hard to make women sports important. They try hard to make them look at it. They're going overtime because they know normally people don't care about women's sports.
Yeah, no, they don't.
And so they're trying to make it be so.
Yeah. It reminds me of, I watched a clip of Kamala Harris talking to little kids and about schools and teachers' pay and Trump and stuff. And one is like, she's talking to a little girl, we need young leaders like you to get good schooling. And she's talking to a little girl, calling the little girl a young leader, an up-and-coming leader.
They're just
flipping it upside down.
Yeah. Omi said, there is no such, my PR guy, there's no such thing as men's professional sport, just the best competitor, which are all men.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Pro sports means it's all men.
He said there's no such thing as men.
Oh, they didn't used to call pro sports?
It's
like
professional sports.
He's just saying the men's mentality is
pro baseball. Yeah, pro baseball.
Best competitor.
Pro baseball, you don't have to call it men's because it's already, you know that it's.
Oh, I see.
And in the minds of men, we don't think of it like that. Like, we're the men, you're the women. No, it's just like, let's play professionally. Oh, look at that. It's all men.
Amazing.
Nice.
Okay. I still don't agree. I'll protect women because that is our job. We should hold the line on what is right and godly, according to my friend. That's what I'm saying, though, friend. If men cannot play in women's sport because men are bigger, badder, then women can't play in the men's sport for the same reason. And what's the difference? Just think about it. What's the difference? Anyway, I got to go with this and go back to the calls. Last word. Joy off Friday TV.
I agree.
The Hake Report.
Shout out to the ladies.
The American Anchor Baby.
Yeah, this happens a lot with men. They'll defend. They'll like feel bad for women and they'll hold the line on what they think is right, but they're actually just defending her feelings, and against the mean guys or something.
Joey, before you write, do we suffer the consequence of what we do?
Do we suffer the consequences of what we do? Yes.
We do suffer the consequences of what we do.
There are some consequences, but God's grace is also there.
Oh, Lord, here we go with grace again. You can't get over grace, huh? I love grace, too. She's a nice lady.
But that had nothing to do with her. Huh? It was God's grace.
So you don't think grace is from God?
She is, too.
She is.
But that's not the grace I'm talking about.
Oh, which one are you talking about? Oh.
I love God's grace.
So you believe we do suffer the consequence of what we do?
Yeah.
Okay. You hate?
I do.
You believe we suffer the consequence of what we do?
I have a little bit, yes. Yes.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
And Nick, do we suffer the consequence of what we do?
Yeah. Seems like it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys. My experts.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to the phones, and then we're going to get to the super chats. And Tyler is out of Owl. Huh?
Zenny.
Good morning.
Oh, Zenny is not there.
Oh.
I forgot to say, when I called for Zany, he wasn't there. He's gone. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Happy Men's History Month, Jesse.
Thank you, man. Happy Men's History Month to you.
Yes, sir. And so I just wanted to kind of do a little follow-up here, because last time I had called in, I said I was going to read an autobiography, and I think it's a pretty prominent man in history anyway. So I read Booker Washington's autobiography, Up From Slavery.
Booker T. Washington. Amazing man.
Booker T. Washington. Yeah. And so, because you mentioned him in Uncle Tom, too, and you kind of, you know, generally you don't speak about black men with too much reverence, but you really kind of emphasized how, you know, he was kind of different than most black men, not only of his time, but just throughout history. And so I read his book, and it was, you know, I thought maybe you were exaggerating, but I really did love it. And I thought, man, you know, this seems like a guy who he actually created things. He really wanted to kind of, you know, move the race forward. And I was just wondering, what do you think, you know, because it seems like when I was reading his autobiography, after every chapter, I kept thinking, man, you know, I was shaking my head. I was like, it seems like his greatest fears kind of came true when it comes to the blacks, at least as far as where the blacks are today. You know, things have kind of gone to the wayside. Have you read his autobiography?
I have. The one thing that he did not have was anger. And because he did not have anger, though he was born in slavery, enslaved,
mm-hmm.
His family was sold off and everything. He was able to get help from all people, whomever came along, they helped him. And he went on and founded the Tuskegee Institute and other things, too. He also encouraged the blacks not to move north during the Emancipation Proclamation. What's the thing called there when they were free?
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah. He said, hey, right. Blacks, stay in the South. You know how to farm. You know how to do this. The white folks need you to do it. And white people, work with the blacks. And let's all get together and make this happen. But the liberal blacks hated him because he was a conservative, non-hating person. He didn't blame the white man or anyone, though he was born in slavery. He did some more amazing things. Highly recommend that everybody and their mama around the world read Up From Slavery by Booker T. Washington. It is an amazing book. And you're right, his nightmare, his dream turned into a nightmare because the blacks went along with the liberal blacks and they ended up in the big cities. They ended up begging the government. They ended up not becoming functional. They ended up relying on the black leaders. rather than relying on themselves.
Absolutely. You know, I think kind of a big mistake the blacks make, and just to preface that, I'm black myself, but I think that they think the biggest misfortune is inequality, but it's not. It's in the dependence. It's in the dependence on what they think is something they're going to get, but it turns into a giant mess. So, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, bringing that book to my attention, because I was like, you know, it felt, I've read several autobiographies, but that one really felt like he wrote it. You know, it felt like it was his words. Like, it's a perspective that not, you know, many black people have. There's nobody alive that'll ever have that kind of perspective.
Yeah.
And I think, especially for Men's History Month, like you said, everybody and their mama needs to read it. And then I wanted
Tyler,
to also answer the
great, contribution to Men's History Month. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
So that is an interesting question, because do I love the emptiness of not knowing who I am? I would say no, I don't. I think I'm kind of getting lost in the thoughts here, you know, so this might not be totally accurate, but I would say no, I don't love it necessarily, but if somebody were to ask me, like, who are you, I think I'd have the response of, you know, like, nobody. And so, I mean, is that empty if I say that I'm nobody? I don't know. Should I love that? I don't know if what kind of, you know, it wouldn't really be like love, but I'd be comfortable with it. Like, emptiness
Tyler,
of not.
Tyler, because of time, give me a quick answer to this. Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
Do I love the emptiness of not knowing who I am? No, I think that it's, I'm comfortable with it, but I don't necessarily love it.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, man. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And thank you for the Men's History contribution again.
Right on. Yes, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Call me again, all right?
Yep. Take care.
All right. 888-77-53-773. Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
How you doing? All is well.
I want to answer the biblical question today.
Do you love the emptiness of not knowing who you are?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. And real fast, why do you love it?
Because I've noticed that my whole life, every time that emptiness came, I tried to fill it. I tried to ignore it by identifying with something. Either it was music, finding a girlfriend. Like, I couldn't stand that emptiness before. But when you asked the question last week, I realized that, wow, I'm still doing it today. So for the three last day, when I go to sleep, I used to watch TV before going to sleep. Now I just do the silent prayer, and I stay in my bed. No matter how long it takes, I stay in my bed, and I go through the emptiness. And most of the time, the day after, it's gone. I don't have to go through it again instead of identifying with it or trying to ignore it or replace the emptiness with something else. I just face it.
All right.
And it gets better.
Thank you, man. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. My friends say, I agree. Men and women should not compete. But if you want men to compete against women, if women allow it, I do not agree. Now, women can compete with men in a monopoly game. That'll be fine.
I don't think that's real.
What?
I don't think men compete with women in monopoly.
They shouldn't be competing with men at all.
I don't even think they compete with men in chess.
They shouldn't be doing it at all, but women are not smarter than men. Women are cunning than men, but they're not smarter. Super chat.
Julie from Connecticut. bought a coffee. Did you see Mindy Kaling and Kamala Harris in Mindy's kitchen making Indian food together? You guys should watch it because Kamala really looked really nervous, like she was having a panic attack.
Was she making greens?
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Ralph bought 5 coffees. Hey, y'all, happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. Nice shirt, Joel.
Yeah.
How can people get Men's History shirt?
Rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
What's on your shoulder? That white spot.
No.
What?
It's ooh, just the shirt starting to fade.
Oh.
I think it's like bleach.
Oh, okay.
So nobody, you weren't supposed to point that out.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Hey, Super Chat.
C Bill, 3 coffees. Jesse, Bill is not being completely honest on the history of Israel. Bill Lockwood, I guess. Because of his bias/hatred of the Jews, you should get a real Jewish leader on to debate Bill. Beta Bill, says C. Bill.
Yeah, good idea, I will. Bill Lockwood and a Jew.
That has happened
a
once
real
before.
Jew. Yeah, we've done that. We'll do it again. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Kismo bought a coffee. You are amazing, Jesse. You changed my life in the best way. I've been listening to the devil since I was a kid. Yeah. Thanks for breaking me away from all that mess. Triple based and slow cooked. Fall off the bone based.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Elizabeth, 5 coffees. Hola, Jesse, que lo que? Hake, this is as
si?
Hake, this is as pithy as I can make it. Evil can live in objects, she says. At 42 years old, I still had hospital documents in my home of a horrible act a man did to me when I was 11. Documents I'd forgotten about. Found them one day looking for something else. My husband and I decided to burn them, and they would not ignite. My husband threw lighter fluid on them, and it still struggled to light and burn. Finally burned when they did scream. They screamed so loudly, surreal. Anger and fear was alive in those documents, hiding like a snake. I am not my past. Don't let the past live in your home. Blessings to you and your team, the Great White Hope.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. That's an amazing story. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Prince Vibes bought a coffee. Thank you, Prince Vibes, as always. My 17-year-old wants to get closer to God, struggles with advice when she's... I struggle with advice when she's seeking. What would you say to her? Also, can you hitch a ride to Texas with Elon Musk? Y'all can live in the caller Vicky's farm, plant some cotton, do some fellowship Sundays out in the field. Or is leaving us for Bukele still an option? Texas needs JLP.
Sounds good to me. Amazing. How old is the child?
17.
Yeah, be patient. Just be patient. Keep it simple, and they'll find their way, all right? Be patient with them. Thank you.
Thanks, as always, Prince Vibes.
Yeah.
Nick LaBoy donated a Rumble rant. The loonies are out and about calling into the JLP show, covering up Kamala's destruction, people praising illegals coming in and taking pleasure in Trump's attempted assassination. What a sad, pitiful world.
When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna really suffer tomorrow. Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, Commander Kim, also a Rumble rant. Women shouldn't be playing rugby, lacrosse, boxing, or any men's sports.
Yep,
Just as women shouldn't be in the military or police force.
I agree.
We all need to stop lying to ourselves.
Yep, very good point. Thank you.
Someone says, hi, Jesse. Does Satan rule this world, or does technically Jesus rule it since he has defeated Satan? Didn't God give Jesus the authority over this world?
Satan has no authority at all, no power. And he is ruling the people in the world, and the people in the world is living out the hell and creating nothing but chaos. Amazing, huh? But Satan has no authority, no power. You're right about that. Thank you.
5 coffees from Nikki. Happy Men's History Month party emoji.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month.
And Black Rose says, so is August Men's History Month for the whites or the blacks? And did you bury the hatchet with your mama?
Happy History Month is for all men of all races, all the time. Thank you.
Shout out to Evgeny Crosby, Taking Care of Business, Wolf336, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you all. Absolutely amazing. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. You don't want to miss the Hake Report. New listeners who have never heard Hake, you want to hear Hake. Right now, he's coming up right after I'm done here at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to 11. And he has another guest today. Oh. Don't want to miss that. The atheist. Jake the atheist. Right there. What?
Kaz.
Kaz the atheist.
From Atheist Edge.
Right. And then after that, the FatherState.tv at 12 noon. Ooh, we got some good stuff for you today on the Father State. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby Energy given to him by God. And he too don't believe women should be playing in men's sport or men should not be playing. But if you do, you get what you deserve. Amazing. And then at 4 p.m. And then Sunday morning, Church for All, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You donate to Bob. We need your support. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Stay. And when you've done all you can do to stay some more. Just stay there. You will not regret it. I don't care what situation or what happens. You stay there. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look ahead. Don't look back. Stay present. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. And also, forgive your mama. Go and forgive your mama or your grandmother, whomever woman raised you, and your fathers for not protecting you from them. All right? I'm telling you, your heart would change. From anger to love. Anger is evil. I'm out of time. What the? Thank you all. Amazing show today. I'll be back Sunday at the fellowship and Monday at the show if the Lord is willing and the creed all right. Bye, y'all. Thank you so much. Amazing men's fellowship last night. Thank you, guys. It was deep. It was like deep, deep, deep. And the mirrors for me everywhere. It was deep. Take care. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to